And Liam, it felt almost a bit of a roller coaster that last 20 minutes or so. How pleased are you to come away with that win?
Yeah, very pleased. Like I said previously, I think any points away from home, certainly against, you know, good teams, good passing teams, you know, very valuable. We come here today with a plan to win the game, and thankfully we did.
It really did feel that last 10 minutes someone was going to grab a winner.
It did, yes, and I think, you know, certainly with the way the lads defended, they put the body on the line for all the passing and the rotation and everything what we're known for. You know, I think the defending at the last 10 minutes was deserved all 3 points, to be honest.
I think it was twice Michael Dawe had to really throw himself in the way of shots.
Yeah, and that shows you, you know, the desire and the heart that they want to win. You know, I think last year we didn't get a little bit of luck, and hopefully this year the tide's turned for all the good football that we do play and we're known for. You know, we can also defend as well. I think I read in the programme before the game, we've faced the least shots in the league. You know, I think people get confused. We do work a lot defensively, and we do work, you know, we've got a lot of attacking players on the pitch as well.
I don't like to think about past meetings, but twice in 3 years Pompey have led 1-0 into injury time and conceded an equaliser here, so nice to hold on today.
Thankfully you told me that after the game when we've won, so yeah, it's nice. And like I said, you know, the application, how the lads defended with 40 in the back four, the back six, I thought they deserved that purely off how they defended.
How big is it to have a keeper with that experience just to come and claim a corner in the 92nd minute like that?
It is, it's great. Certainly with experience, you can hear him talking, you can hear how he manages the game. You know, even in my experience of playing, when you've got good keepers and, you know, brave keepers behind you, it does give you that braveness and that energy to go and win headers as well. So as a back four, nice and settled with the keeper, you know, it obviously pays dividends. Last year we had 5, hopefully this year we'll only have 1.
What was your view of the penalty?
Honestly, I haven't had one yet. It's a far side. It looks like Cal's got the wrong side of him. If he does feel it, it looks similar to the Liverpool one this morning. So if he gets the wrong side of him, he clips him. Obviously, he's gone down. The referees thought it was, but I certainly haven't seen it clear enough yet.
Great moment for Cal Naismith to make a big contribution on the transfer list, worked hard, back in the side in that moment.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think certainly while people are in the club and they've signed and they're a body that, you know, you utilise them as best you can, and Cal wants to be part of Portsmouth, he certainly needs to, you know, apply himself personally and professionally to a unit and to a team a lot better. He knows that, and it's something we're working on. You know, last year a couple of years ago we had Sam Erd at Chesterfield. He ended up being captain and staying with us. He's still there and he's won titles, you know, nobody's ever done. You know, you would get your head down, and certainly through Cal, get your head down and work hard, and I'm sure he will.
A little bit of confusion when he was coming on and then he sat down and back up. Is that just kind of normal when you're making substitutions?
Yeah, I think as the game's turning and certain things, obviously the information you're getting off the pitch, I think, Milan was feeling his knee and I think it was Drew went down. So you've got to be careful, certainly making your 3 subs so early. Cal wants to get on the pitch, he's frustrated, and I'll certainly let him know how to vent his frustration in a professional environment. But he just wants to get on the pitch, and we want him on the pitch as well.
How was it not having Paul next to you in the dugout today?
Strange. It always is, you know, when you've had so
quiet.
When you've had so many years, and listen, you know what I think about that. I think he's top class. He sees a very good game. He was constantly, you know, in my earpiece, telling me how he saw the game up in the stands, and I thought he had very, very good input in the game, and thankfully for him as well, we've won today.
And for him, it's a different angle to see the game from up there.
Yeah, you'll see certain people like to sit in the stand and like to get away from the emotion. Some people think it's their job to be on the line and kind of bark and bully your lads into a performance, and you know what, there's no right or wrong way, to be honest. You know, Louis van Gaal gets battered for sitting down and with his clipboard, and certain managers, you know, don't get enough credit for jumping up and down the line and giving the energy onto the pitch. So,
and that ban was for an incident at Morecambe. What happened in that incident, because it was out of view? It's not something we knew about.
Yes, in my opinion, I think it's a terrible decision with the fine. It's in the tunnel. It's away from fans. It's words between the referee, officials, and the manager and ourselves. We let our frustrations know with how he was in the game. He let us know his. And for me, as men, and as a certainly men's football, it should be stayed in the tunnel. But you know, the officials got a job to do. They feel we crossed the line, which I disagree, and that's only my opinion.
Cole Bennett, was that selection or injury?
No, it was a selection. The manager felt it was, it's right for Kyle to have a little bit of rest. He trains and plays every day since he came to the club as Kyle. So, you know, thankfully we've got a good squad at the minute, and you know, we're using that to a good depth at the minute.
Very last one, obviously, trip to Yeovil now, and perhaps a chance for some more fringe players on Tuesday.
Certainly, you know, we'll go there. Like I said, we think we've got a good squad. There'll be players on that pitch on Tuesday who want to play on a Saturday, and it's a chance for them to get minutes, which they have been so far, and it's a chance for them to express themselves and put them in the picture for the first team start.